time now for KJN's Heartbeat Today, daily program focusing on the people, places, and events that make the Nishna Valley a special place. Today's edition of Heartbeat Today is brought to you by Camblin Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. Here for this morning's program is your host, Jim Field.
Hi, Chris. How are you this morning?
I'm doing all right. Yourself?
Good. Good chilled. It's 39 degrees outside right now, but a little warmer this week.
Yeah, a little bit. For
how long this week?
Looks like 60s through the week, so we'll be okay.
Not too terrible then. I guess we can handle that for a while. Hey, a couple of things as we get going here too this morning real quick that we wanted to throw in there. You know, last week, with the 1st of October, we started a progressive sale on BigDeals.com, on the KJAN Big Deals store. So if you check it out now this morning, the deals are better. Last week, it was an extra 5% off the already discounted prices. This week, starting today through Monday through Sunday, you get an extra 10% off. Now you kind of see where this is going. Inventory's moving though, so don't, you know, like I said, you got to kind of hedge your bets a little bit. Do you want to wait around for 20% and risk that the ones you want aren't there anymore? Don't know. Just have to play on that one yourself and figure that one out. Brett's in with us this morning as we get started. He'd like to tell us today about Camblin Plumbing and Heating. How's Brett's morning?
Good morning, Jim. Camblin Plumbing and Heating is celebrating 94 years in business this year, and that means that you can trust our quality, our expertise, and our thoroughness. We have proven time and time again that our technicians are the best in the fields in plumbing, heating, and air conditioning. 94 years has given us the benefit of experience to give you, our customer, the best in products, the best in installation, and the best in repairs. Names like Kohler, Lennox, Delta, Sterling, and many more are the names of products you can trust in. The amount of installations we've done in the area proves that we are a premier contractor, and our reputation for dealing with repairs and problems is strong. Give us a call the next time, and we promise we'll do it right. Camblin Plumbing and Heating in Atlantic, 243-1512, or in Harlan at 755-3286.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate that very much. Hey, one other thing I want to tell you about, too, that over the weekend, if you happen to have an iPhone, doesn't matter what carrier you have, whether it's AT&T, Verizon, or what have you, but if you own an iPhone, the KJAN iPhone app, ready to go. Downloaded it Saturday on my phone, so just when you thought radio was just as portable as it could get, it gets even more portable. Now it's in your pocket all the time, so you can download and listen live to KJAN on our web stream at any time, anywhere, pretty much, as long as you got an internet as long as you have a 3G connection on your iPhone, so you can check that out. And if you have an iPhone in your pocket, make sure you get that KJAN app downloaded to make it even easier to listen and keep track of all this stuff. It'll connect you to our website and do lots of different things too. You can make song requests and all kinds of things through the iPhone app for KJAN. So just check it out. Just go to the iPhone store or the App Store and just type in KJAN and you'll find the KJAN app. Now, for those of you who have Android phones, stay tuned. That's an app that we still have in development, and as soon as that is ready to go, we will certainly let you know, but it shouldn't be too much longer that we're available on that platform as well. So you just can't escape. We find you wherever you go. That's a good thing, by the way. Hey, last week we talked a little bit about, as we get into the month of October National Energy Awareness Month, and last week we talked a little bit about one of the days about doors and things, and you know, the entry points to your home and making sure that those are sealed as best they can be and kept to a high energy efficiency level to help you out with other things. But windows are also an important part of that equation as well. And there are some things you can do there, too. We kind of touched on a few of those things when we were visiting about doors because there's some crossover there to a certain extent, although some people never touch their windows anymore. I know you see that all the time in your business.
Oh, yeah.
There are a lot more windows that are just shut all the time, never opened. Except perhaps to wash them a few times a year. Other than that, but it's amazing how quick. And some people even have them painted shut. I guess that's one way to insulate, right?
Well, you don't have any drafts if they're painted shut.
For the most part, you're right. Yeah, until that cracking and peeling starts. But yeah, if you take a look at some of the things around your home that you know where you need to take stock of some of those things. How old are your windows? What kind of shape are they in? Have they been painted? Have they been repaired? Do they open and close properly? You know, have you looked at the outside of them? Are there any separations in the outside connections to the windows to the house? All that kind of stuff. You know, all kinds of things that you can take a look at. There's several do-it-yourself tips that you can do, too, to make sure that you at least take a look at what you've got and get that first assessment done, whether or not your windows or perhaps your patio doors are functioning properly. And one of those tips includes examining the inside of your windows and patio doors for hot and cold drafty spots, any of those drafty areas. It indicates that air is getting in and can lead to reduced energy efficiency. And there are lots of different ways to do that. And I think we kind of mentioned some of those before when we were talking about doors, too. Some people will run a piece of paper up there or a tissue, something light that you can see if it moves. Some folks will just light the candle and, or I suppose a lighter or something like that, too. And I'll just kind of run that across those gaps and things to make sure if you see the... See it flicker it off, you see it moving around, then you've got some issues and things there. If you use the candle or anything that lights up, be careful. We don't want you to have other problems associated with that, but you need to find out where those trouble spots are so you know what to attack. Also, another tip is to check every window and make sure there's adequate weather stripping and caulking around those units because that can eliminate that air infiltration and ensure a weather-tight and secure seal. For a lot of different reasons, and you know, if you're thinking that, well, I never open my windows, I never use them anymore. Well, that doesn't always mean that everything is just right on them. Things weather, things wear, sunshine, moisture, all kinds of different outside forces can cause cracking and peeling and all those kinds of things too. So you want to check for those things. One thing I never really thought much about, they give as another tip, is to look for burned out or faded areas on your furnishings and your carpeting. Never would have thought of that. But it could indicate harmful, damaging UV rays are entering your home through your windows or doors. So you might want to consider replacement with perhaps some more energy-efficient units that contain the low-E coatings on the glass that can help eliminate some of those issues. I suppose if you're looking for two-tone furniture, you can find it in the appropriate color schemes, but don't know that you want to let the sun take care of that for you. Another tip is if your windows no longer open or close easily, or if they perhaps need to be propped open. I think we've all seen the windows that need a book or something in them. Piece of lumber that's always...
Old dowel.
Yeah. Something laying close by. I went to one of the schools I went to was like that. All old, huge windows, and they were so heavy. God forbid anybody should stick their head out that window with nothing in it, because if it fell, yeah. You know, some of the pulley, you know, some of them have the old pulley systems and things in them, and, you know, they if they don't work properly, if you lift the window up and it doesn't stay open by itself, well, then it could be some of the key components within those units are damaged, and they might need some adjustment or replacement. Some of the units might need to be replaced entirely as well. So, you know, if you're not getting a good... If it's not sliding open nicely, you know, sometimes they'll get a little cockeyed when they're up and down, and, you know, homes shift, things happen, pulley systems, whatever, they all wear out. If you've got those kinds of things, too, or if they've been painted shut, I'm sure we've all been there with some old homes or old buildings where windows have been painted. And if you usually if you're going to paint windows, you want to take the windows out or paint them while they're open. Don't paint them shut. It's not usually a good idea, but if they're painted shut and then you try to open them later, so you end up having to kind of jimmy or crowbar the things open at some point, well, you run the risk of getting them off square, and then you've got some other issues to deal with, too. So you want to check those kinds of things. And also, they suggest that you check the fit of your current windows or patio doors by having someone stand outside the units at night. And then you take a small flashlight standing inside and just kind of take that flashlight around the perimeter of the windows. And if the person outside sees light coming through the edges, well, then that gives you a pretty good indication that there's some poor installation there and you're going to lose some of that energy that you spend so much money on the inside. So if any of those little tips show one or more problem areas, then it might be time to consider replacing those windows. So you might want to talk to a professional to come in and take a good long look at those things, too. And the U.S. Department of Energy experts have put together a three-step checklist of information for homeowners that might be considering window replacement projects. And they suggest that, you know, you start by considering the design of your home and the climate in relationship to the energy performance of the windows that you're looking for. And then you want to select windows that meet your energy performance requirements. Finally, take the steps necessary to ensure the proper installation of the windows to maximize their energy efficiency. And you can go to energysavers.gov online to find that checklist and see more about that. Interesting, though, Of course, it is the Department of Energy, not the Department of Fashion. They give you three tips for things to look at, and they talk about things that are practical things. At no point do they say that one of the steps that you should look at is the designs that you like. Guess that's up to taste, huh? They don't even encourage that. That's usually the first thing folks look at, isn't it? Maybe that's backward. I don't know. But we look for something that's going to fit and look nice, right? So make sure you do those little things each week during the course of October. We'll talk a little bit about energy efficiency, and we'll give you some tips on some different things that you can maybe take a look at around your home to, well, not only, well, energy efficiency means money efficiency. So if you're saving on energy, you're saving on money, too. So I'll turn things back over to Brett. He'd like to tell you some other ways they can help you out. They've got all kinds of answers for you down at Camlin's.
You betcha, and I can tell you this one's a good one. Rinnai Instant Hot Water Heaters are the ultimate in luxury and efficiency. After Camlin Plumbing and Heating installs one of these for you, your family will enjoy virtually endless hot water no matter how large your family is or how long that teenager stays in the shower. With its instant hot heating process, Rinnai Hot Water Heater units don't waste any energy to keep that 40 or 50 gallon tank of water hot, thereby giving you amazing energy savings. We have had only good response back from these and that have chosen to have one of these state-of-the-art water heaters put in, and would like you to know that we have installed enough of these in homes and businesses that we are fully knowledgeable and certified to install them. Rinnai Instant Water Heater Units and Camlin Plumbing and Heating, both tried and true. Give us a call in Atlantic at 243-1512 or in Harlan at 755-3286. Thought of the day today, Abba Ibn says, history teaches us that men and nations behave wisely once they have exhausted all other options. Couldn't even read my writing this morning.
I want to hear you say that name again. Wasn't that a old Swedish rock group back in the 70s?
I think so, but I think he was dead before then.
Okay, well, I thought I'd try once. All right, thanks, Brett. Appreciate that very much. Hey, go out and do those things you need to do while the weather's still decent before it gets a little bit tough. You don't want to be out there checking those windows when it's 13 below zero out of the middle of winter, do you? Hey, go out and make it a great day, and God bless America.